Bishos. All the listeners are saying that Shnuchov Ches, the Chol of the Shabbos, all my Sif Yud Ches, someone's making dam and standing, they can even make a Maduro, a fire, with Kula Tamas. We spoke for Arichas already, what's the luck in the Gea to making a Maduro for Yeledis, for other Cholim, and Chol among the Rishonim, where you learn some Mishin Lam and Sif Vav. Over here, come on, Mishin Lam said, in the Gea to Shach Cholim, luck is that it's better to do Ayidei Goy. You can do Ayidei Goy, then by Shach Cholim, Shiyish by Sakono, then you do Ayidei Yisrael. Before this may be a raya, but we discussed in Sif Yubayz, what's a Mishmur Shita? We have a choice by Goy or Yisrael by Yish by Sakono. What's better thing to go do? Is better go do Alidei Goy, Ramah, the Minik, Chenogim, or the Taz, not Mig Mesikin? So it sounds like over here that Mishmur saying first Goy can get Goy, get Yisrael. Maisu, Lchor, when we learned the Sugar Barichas, we pointed out it's not that simple. And the reason why Mishmur over here is not a raya to this concept, it's because again, the sugya of a chayla is machlekes in the Gemara. Is it yoledes? Machlekes among the shayim is yoledes because dam only also chayla. The Amishita said it's not a chayla. What chayla referring to? What yoledes are referring to? According to the Rambam, the loch is talking about a chayla. She yish based that kona according to the bialocha, not the Magen Mishnah. Again, that's bialocha and simishon lamasavav. Diva comes out that according to the Rambam shita, even a chayla she yish based that kona. Efsha Ayidei Beged has no head of Madura. Therefore, the reason over here, Ayidei Goy, is why? Because Makar, as it says in the Sharatin, so the Rambam, the Chosh of Ramashita, they cannot do a Madura for Chosh of Ramashita. There's no Ryan passing like them all the time. Like again, we point out the first student, Mr. Gruth, the Kod Lam Zayn Talam Tess. Over here, as we want to know the Makar, something like being done down as Raya. Over here, it's beside the Ramashita that there is no head of Ramashita. Yeah, again, Mishmur says Meshach, Mord Meshach Chaylin, Chalajit by Sakono, he says, then he says, Goy, now Yisrael. He's very clear, on Sharkhan, he has a Chumman, now that causes that. That's number one. Number two, you could ask Abby's question. The halacha of the order of the Shulchan Aruch is a little bit strange. Sif Beis, Sif Tazayin is Sakono Shish by, Chalajit by Sakono, Koch Nefesh. Sif Yud Zayin is a case of a chilush aim by Sakona and Sakona's aver. Before over here Sif Yud Ches that causes dam of the standing, why make him a duro? Bekoch nefesh. Before it's in the wrong order, and before the halacha Sif Yud Ches should be before Sif Yud Zayin. First, your question: what's it doing over here? It's messing up the order of the chaburo. What's it doing over here? Before the machab is really l'shitosai. Again, once you understand the yisoid of the machab is that what chil are referring to. The Gemara is contrasting to what Yeledis would have caused them. According to the Mechaber, all Chalusha ain't by Sakono. The Yeledis until Shleishim, because them is Chalusha ain't by Sakono. And still, the Gator and Madura, since this thing will affect them, we have a Heter, Mitzad Nisani, even though it's Chalusha ain't by Sakono, still we have a Heter, the Yisrael. The Kert, the Mechaber put here the Shitasai. So over here we're discussing a Chalusha ain't by Sakono, but only a cause them has his Heter. Mishmur will not learn that way. Mishmur says the side of our cousin Tam, the head of the Chalush Yish by Sakona, should be before Sif Yud Zayin. Macham is because the Chalush Yim by Sakona, and Lahak is he put here that only a cousin Tam has that and not a case of Chalush. A third point over here, it's very clear that the Loch of a cousin Tam has Heter, of a Shah Chalum, why is it Osir? Because it's Yim by Sakona. Okay, that's a Machaber. The Durek says the Machaber, but let's say he has Sakona. Even though the tzina itself is not sakana, you put on the baguette, maisets mutter. That means meduik, the loch of the makim mishnah, that even though a person is a chalish yish by sakana, but things that are not negate the sakana, you have a heter. The yisurit of a person does isim like kol mashu gil, lasses bimei chol, you can do on Shabbos, no problem. That's basically what we have to do. This yisurit is the mogan of Rom. And therefore we saw that Mishmur did not like the locha, one saying the makor is not very sure, and Semech Apana only negate the loch of Dirabonim. Over there, Mogar Brahman is being down the Yisoid. He says, however, Ayin Rashi, that's against this Yisoid. That means it sounds like the Mogar Brahman over here is passing the Chumro against the concept of the Sif Dalet. A Gav in Sif Dalet sounds like he's passing like a Bad Lohokal. It's a little bit of a mysterious Mogar Brahman, but it's not clear how he's passing. You don't like Rashi Shito, or like the Magar Mishra Shito. So again, we have three points in Sif Yud Ches. One is, who did not have a right to Yisoid, and Sif Yud Beit, Yisoid versus Goy. A second point, why is it over here in Sif Yud Ches, the order, come and tell you that even as a chodesh ain't by sakana, by chodesh dam you have a special heter. And number three, over here the shadow of gilim last by mechol magarbon wants to be machmer and get mishmuted by the opponents to pull mechabes the shitalpay. Sif Yutes, a case of a chodesh ain't by sakana. Again, we know locha is that a girl can do any locha deraita. That's the gemara that kufa tes. All four shittas and Sif Yudayin seem to go this way. Therefore, the gate when Yisrael needs food on Shabbos has to be cooked. What do you go do? Go get a goy to go cook it. The problem is the sugya of Bishul Akum. Can you go eat the food? The loch is very clear. Once the goy cooks it, he's allowed to eat it. So the question really is, number one, the goy has the head to cook it, Bishul Akum is also. So what is Yisrael's head to go eat it? How do you pass him by Yisrael? Yisrael can do a melacha, b'shinoi. He was eating it and doing a Bishul Akum. What's the head to? Says the Mishmuah of Peter Pimagodin, why, since this Drabon is in the Isra Machmet Atzmoy, well, the heter in a Drabon, with Amashinu. Shein is Isra Machmet Atzmoy, there's a heter over here. Again, we have two things. The Grey has a heter. What's my heter? It's a Kaldik Drabon. Then the Mishmuah goes on further and says, what happens if there's food left over on Motzei Shabbos? What to go do? Now, to be clear, the Machlokes Rishonim and Gedolei Achronim, what the law over here is. Among the Rishonim, there are three different sheets over here. There's the Ra'osh Shito and the Perek Abayis, the written one this way. Once it's left over after Shabbos, it's mutter not only for the chil that it was made for, it's mutter even for the bari. Why? Once it's done beheter, there is no Isser, a hotcher over here. And therefore, Be'etem, this is the Ramosh Shito in Yerodea Kuf Yigimel, that's the Labush Paskin, the Shachum there, quotes in Tazim, August says it's mutter. And it seems to be that way the Magarvom is Simon Shin Yuches. Any food left over, side the bari, side the chol ma'isa is mutter. Punk Varkert, Kamal Lirajbo and Mishmerish Abayis, quoting the Bedek Abayis, the Bera'ah, he says, what's your heter? Not only is it also for the chaylo, or for the bari, it's even also for the chaylo. The reason why is mutter for the chaylo, because you have to go do something on Shabbos. But after Shabbos, let you go cook. What's your heter over here? It's only because of Efsher. Here it's Efsher. And therefore, like this, Rajbo, the early Shabbos says, kol achorinim, b'chodosh, b'toyar, the chayotim, the kitzer, they paskin, Kitchen Lorach says, Alok is also side the chayl, side the bari. Atzad HaShlishi, the Beisaisim over here brings down the Ran, and wants to tell you that the chayl had a heter, the bari did not have the heter. Therefore, Moshe Shabbos, who's a motto for, only for the chayl, not for the bari. That's on the Tzivir Chamundis paskins, the Shulchan Aruch HaShikim, the Shulchan Aruch HaRab. That means, this Machlitz Yishonim and Paiskim, is it Oster for everybody? That's the Rashba. Is it Mutter for everybody? That's the Ra. Or is it Mutter only for the Chol? That's the Ram. Look, Lamaisa. There's a Mishnah Berurah over here, and most Mishnah Berurahs have been signed to know the Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Yuches that you oil them in some Zman. The Mishnah Berurah in Simon Shin Yuches, of course, in Yadalim, says it's Mutter like the Ra, even for the Bari. Side the Chol by the Bari, like there are more Paskins. The Mishabu over here says it's also not only for the bari, but even for the chayla, like these mitzayin, the rashbo, the achrayim. So one time he's clearly passing the ra'ah, one time he's clearly passing the rashbo. So everyone's asking, of course, there's Mishabu and Simon Shin Yuches versus Simon Shin Choskas. But that's to be fair, it's not just there's the Mishabu. If you look at the Taz in Archaim, the Shin Choskas by us, and the Yodei Kukov Gimel, he seems to go like the Ram. That's mutter only for the chayil, not for the bari. In your day, if you're gimel, you should be machmer like the Rash, but also for everybody. Serious advance. One even further, Trace for Shabbos is also Shin Yuches versus Shin Chav Ches. In Simon Shin Yuches, Trace for Shabbos says it's mutter like the Rash, even for the bari. But also in Simon Shin Chav Ches, he goes like the Rash, but it's also for everybody. Not only that, this is serious going. The going of Archaim is Michael, again, like the Rash, like the Ramah, for everybody. Mash Engin, the going in your day is Chayshin for the Rash, also for everybody. Also, there's Chai Odom, the Gate to Kalim. The Chai Odom, the Savior Chai Odom is Chish Lahakum by Kalim. Yet in Chok Mazom, we want to see Mekel and Kalim. The Steer is Archa Shulchan three different times, three different things. The Archa Shulchan here today wants to see Machmer for everybody, even for Kalim. In Shin Chok Ches, by us, he wants to see Mekel only for Kalim. In Shin Yud Ches, he wants to even be Mekel for the Oichlin. So, actually, we have Steer's Dola Achrenim, how exactly go Paskin. Now, just a focus on the Mishnah Berurah, how he passing against the Amis Tira. Shin Yud Ches, he passes like the Ra, it's mutter for everybody. Shin Chav Ches, he's saying to the ask everybody. Focus to answer him, and some of them obviously will answer Tais HaShabbos, the Goyin, or Chosholchon, but the focus on the Mishnah Berurah. There's a known sefer called Kitter told us Chofetz Chaim, written by the son of the Chofetz Chaim. The son of the Chofetz Chaim asked this question. He said, how is it that the Simchat Shindiches, my father, he paskin Lukula, like the Ur, for the Sai, for the Chili, Sai, for the Bari, but also the Simchat Shindiches, he paskin Lukum, like the Hashmo. So he says something, his words are, Kibishvil Shak Sovim Lo Yetu Tomim Me'it Achas, Nitzel Pums Diris. It was not always written by the same person. There are two different machabrim. He said, my father wrote Simen Shin Yudches. I, the son, wrote Simen Shin Chofches. Now, Poshut first, it's not a mitzvah to mefaris on this. Second is, the chur to the Kalei Das is also to mefaris on. Also mefaris on. Just if you want a raya, you want to say they don't print it, but they want Nishmas Avram in the Hebrew brings this down. And the Oskul, when they translated the English, they took it out for the Kalahidas, for the English people. Another example we want, the Shmir Shamshul Chosai, was printed in the 1960s, reprinted in the 1980s, and then reprinted in 2010. 1960s, I don't think he knew how before someone would be, he brought it down. In the 1980s, he took it out, destroyed Ein Kitzer, told us all the time, he took it out. From Simcha Bonim, he has a stira, and he says Ein Kitzer, right? There's a safer there, discuss it, they don't want to bring down what it says over there. And for obvious reasons, you tell it to the Kalahidas, that's not misconstruing and say love is different and interesting ideas in the Chofetz Chaim. That's Aleph. Second is, when they told us over to the Chas Nish, Chaim Knievsky said, what were the words of the Chas Nish? His words are, Shezeh Sheker V'Chosev Le'nitin Lo'emar. Because Chofetz Chaim Ova Kol Mashikosev Mishneh Berurah. Sheker. The son is saying it. That two people be saying it Sheker. Now, to be clear what that means. He's not saying there weren't two writers. He's saying, over HaKol Mashikos and Mishneh Berurah. There could be two writers over here. But he checked over every single thing that was written over to make sure that it's what he held, what he understood, and he put it together. And they're done with the Chofetz Chaim. He writes, keep art and machaber everything over here. I take a Christ for everything. And that's when you read the Chofetz Chaim, the Mishneh Berurah, the Bialocho, Pashas, it seems there are two machaber. There seem to be two different styles of writing. One's more Makatzer, one's more Marech. And there seem to be different ways of writing. If you analyze the handwriting, the writing, I assume people will come out, there are two writers over here. But Lamai said, at the end of the day, even though there are, he read everything, he took a cry for everything. So we're back to see with Mishneh Berurah. Simen Shin Yudches Lamai, he says, they were all the Kula, the Rashba Lukum over here. So this, Mahalakal Ilmak saying over, whether it's a Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, Rav Ozner, Chaim Knievsky, and Shoyin Halachas, he himself wrote, Shmir Shabbos, Kotchani, and others. The big down there, if to analyze, the Lochan and Simen Yudches is a Chilish Yesh by Sakhono. The Simen Shin Chavches, the words of Mechab, is Chilish Yim by Sakhono. What's the difference? By Chilish Yesh by Sakhono, the Mice is not Shchiach. Not sure you can argue. Therefore, once there's Mutter on Shabbos, what was left over after Shabbos, Mutter side the Chilish side the Bari. Therefore, we went to the Lochan like they're all. Masha Enkin over here, Chilish Yim by Sakhono. It's more Shchiach over here. Maybe it's only the case of the Chli over here. And Nehru come up to ask the side of the Chalili side for the Bori, went like the Rashba. Nehru wasn't want to say that the answer to the going over here, wants to have a Shulchan over here. That's the color between the two. Whether it's a Mafakhbech, whether it's a Falk, or a Schoenberg, they want to tie enough. First of all, from old Satum, Sosum, among the Sporm and the Poiskim, this case, I mean, you can answer, maybe that's the Kim to the Shulchan Aruch, but it's very Sosum. Obviously, you should speak it out more clear, especially the Shavuot, it's given over them right now. But to point out, where's the Makor of the Mishmur Simen Shin Chofches? He writes, Akhrin V'Rashba. You read the Rashba discussing a Chalish Shish by Sakona. That is the Kimto he's discussing. Therefore, it's very schwer to say, sure, that might be the Kimto, but the Makor is coming from is a Chalish Shish by Sakona. How do you say the case in Shin Chofches Chalish Ein by Sakona? That might be the Makor, but Mishmur's case is coming from the Rashba, Chalish Shish by Sakona. So Rav Shammim himself, he wants to answer, he says, not Uch in the Mishnah Berurah, but Maisha wants to answer. It really depends. In Simen Shin Yudches, you want to say it's Meduyik that the Chel is getting only what he needs, not more than that. Agav, something was left over. Masha Enkin, Simen Shin Yudches, he made a whole entire pot. So what's the things that made extra was not needed, that had no heter to it. Whatever is needed has the heter. Whatever is not needed is not the heter. Again, the Shammah says not Muchach, and the Falk says not Mistaber Klal. Would you see that anywhere? Chaim Knievsky, the Shoyin Halachos, and the Sophos, and the Tzol Sheni, he wants to give a secondary, besides the Chilmuchin, the Yishbay Sakon, Ein by Sakon. He wants to answer that it really depends who the Akum cooked it for. What the time of the Loch and Simon Yudchas is when he cooked it for the Chayla, the guy. Therefore, there's a Hutshua. Mashag and Simon Shin Choskas, you want the time of. The case over here is where he cooked it for himself. Agav the Chayla used it. Then there's leftover. Then there is no Heter. Again, the Est Rav Chaim, to be the Sharatin Sipkot Memalev, himself is masking the Chayla. That's not what sounds like the Meshua, not where the Mekari is coming from. So that's not the Chilik over here. That's at least a Svart Mechalik. In order of the ideas as far as I don't want to grapple the answer, maybe one's come to say how to explain the Ramah, one's come to Paskin, one's to Merchava, one's to Ramah, different Tirutim among the Achronim. But one thing they like speaking out, again, not for the Kalei Das, that there are two Merchava over here, again, to say that that's the answer's theory, that's Shekhar Mechosim. But there are two different Merchava over here to realize how things are written over here. Sivchov. He really starts the sugya of taking medicine on Shabbos. That means a person wants to put ointment on top of his eyes. The question is, are you allowed to? So first, the idea of doing until now was malacha. Malacha on Shabbos, negeir kachol shei b'zakona has its klalim, which is chol chol mechish ba'al even has its klal. Negeir to medicine, what is the problem taking medicine on Shabbos? What's the problem? What is iser? The gemara after gimel and beis brings down on ma'ula gzeir mesum shchika samavan. Because it might come along to grind things up over here. Might grind things up. Therefore, since we'll eat chashv isidaraisa, then we cannot take medicine on Shabbos. We might take these herbs, these leaves, these different spices, grind them up, and take medicine. Therefore, the words of Mechaber, by Austin Sif Aleph, Sif Shinchov Ches, is very clear. Why gdera shchikasamon? What is the longest you say behind it? Says the Mishavur by Austin Sif Kotin Peivov, bring down the Mog Avram. Since a person is bahul, he's very afraid for his health. People are worried about their health over here. They're paying the overwhelmed by the moment. Therefore, you might do an iser of peichin. Therefore, it came along with made a gzeira not to take any medicine on Shabbos. But once we understand the side over here is out bahul, like one discussion with Dr. Gimel, can a person come along and do a repoy to his behemoth, to his animal? One has a shiloh. The one's maskon is he allowed to? Why are you allowed to? Mishmur Paskin Simon Shin on the base. Why? Because by an animal you're not bold. By a person himself, he's very overwhelmed and scared about. His animal body, we care about animals, talk about the chayim. But we're not overwhelmed by the moment. For this reason, but negate to Murapa, a behemoth is more to know it's a medicine. Ka'in zeh the if negate an akum. Can you do medicine on akum? Person's bold. Mishmur Zalman says, someone's a oibuk chavan akum, loshanoki. He's the same look in negate to a behemoth. And therefore, the only reason why we care about goyim, tzadusug of evo, again, not in the midst of mafarsim, but a goy is like a behemoth over here, and therefore you're allowed to do medicine sign on the goy and sign the behemoth the same thing. Now, the question in the past 100 years is an obvious question. Come on, the Rosh of the one who is in B'chaim Noach, the Ksosha Shulchan, is that the Gemara is clearly worrying about we might take a medicine, these herbs, spices, grind them up, and make medicine. We do not have labs inside our house. We do not know how to grind things up practically. Even if gave me the material or gave me the machinery, I'll have no idea what to go do. Even to give it to a pharmacist, maybe Chidim know what to go do, but most of them don't know what to go do. So why in the world today are we answering medicine? Let's say today, matter all medicines, because none of us know exactly how to take these spices and herbs and leaves and grind them to make medicine. We're clueless. We don't know what to go do. We won't know even what to go do. We're given these things over here. Why to come along to answer it? So first, Rav Chaim Noach wants to answer with his side, you do it with his side, that there's a klal, you need a bezin gadol min rishonim b'chokhma minyan levat the gzera. That means the Shulchan Aruch was 500 years ago, 600 years ago, before that was the Gemara, and now we have no way to levat the gzera that was there already. We don't, why? There might be other times, might not be mitzvah to the peichin, might be other reasons, and we don't know. However, points out Rav Chaim Noach, it's not that simple. Chashi, we see the time came together with it. The example we're seeing, the halacha is, person will have a right to go soak the kilon on our Shabbos. Why? Because once we take care of the baya, we have the sugya of teichin. Man, a heck over here, there's no problem. But the same thing we'll see in the law over here is that a person wants to put a retia back. They already had ointment. Why is it mutter? Because once it was there before, I'm putting it back. We're not worried anymore doing an act of teichin. So we see, once we see over here that we're not worried, we'll do an act. You're not bold for the moment. We're not scared about it. So we did take into account the Yisoid. That means the Yisoid of the Isser, of Baal, of Teichin, it goes hand in hand with this concept over here of the Isser. Therefore, if you take care of, they're not worried about doing Teich anymore, so why the world come along to answer it? So the Akonim Beik have three ways to answer it. One is Mechaim himself goes on further and says, L'maisa, it's true that maybe by us in America itself, we won't know how to go do these things, we don't do these things. L'maisa, there's a certain place in the world, the old world countries, L'maisa, they're not developed yet, they still do these things. He says, for example, we have all over the halacha gezeirah shemi yavrinu dal amis b'shus rabim. You don't take a shofar, don't take a lulav. Why are mice in most places don't have a shus rabim? Well, because somewhere there might be a shus rabim. Therefore, even in places does not have or won't have, there might be a shus rabim here also. We don't know what to go do. But the third world countries that know what to go do, we make a gezeirah over here. Chaim Noah points out that's not that simple. Mishloimo, the idea of a shus rabim, every single place is shy to the parsha. We might get there. He says, once we're already advanced in technology to making our own medicines over here, so what, we'll go backwards in time and start grinding up our own medicines? We once we're advanced already, who would go do that? So he's a factor upon his state over here that we'll worry about third world countries, because third world countries, second world, don't go back to being third world. A second way, I'm going to answer to Sliezer, he points out, forget, today we have numerous homeopathic remedies, that's what we're referring to. And it's very common today, I go to a store outside Har Nof, we have all these different spices and leaves and herbs over here for all the people who seem to understand how these things work. I'm a skeptic over here, but other people aren't, they believe in it. And they come along and they grind up and put it inside their tea over here. So fine, I think they went back to being third world, they think they went back to being first world, what is that video? But the mice said they have these things right now, and it's shaykh, it is possible. And therefore we do have to worry about homeopathic remedies, these different concepts over here. A third way of saying it over, true, maybe there's no toichin. Essentially, yes, you're mixing things together, that's losh. Would you want to shmir upon you, that's the issue of a machek. So the moisha, maybe you have to do a case official, you have to heat it up. Maybe the cigarette cell, one place or another, you have to worry about numerous malafas. I shern the kilurin, because they took care of everything error Shabbos. I magzuritiyah, because took care of everything error Shabbos. But once you're dealing with medicine on Shabbos, maybe it's not just toichin. Maybe some machet, it's like so special. So since we have other reasons, the Gemara says one example, maybe there are other reasons over here. So come along again, according to they point out, a portion of the question, why are we worried about the Isser Teichin, three ways of answering it, or we do seem to worry. Halacha Maisa, do we take on this, you said this heter, maybe we have a heter, I'm not worried about Maisa Bizman Hazeh. So Bana in the Sefer says, it's true to Chayno, back and forth, according to the grapple, but he says, Loi Mitzinu, the place can bring down this heter, not Meshvua, not Moshe. They're not mistarifit. Therefore, the broker says they're not mistarifit. Maisel, b'chayim no, after he has his long barichs about it, he is mistarif. Maisel wants to be mekel. So an example, when there's machlik, that place can be allowed to take medicine or not, says he can be mekel, because who says any it's a medicine is manazah? Another example we discussed in the last kabura, a person is not sure if he's a chelush ain by sakono. He's not sure. Numerous times people are not really sure where they're holding. Do I really need bed rest? I mean, being lazy, I don't want to take care of the kids, I have to go to Dams, I'm leaving the house. They're not sure. So he spoke out the two things, negate to malacha, and negate to medicine. Malacha, shiloh. Negate to medicine, everyone is mekel. One reason why everyone is mekel, says Reb Chaim Noah, and Pesach Tshuva brings down this way, and Rebbe brings down this way, you know why? Because who says that it's their medicine? This man is dead, no one's doing tzedakah, the mitzvah is yisrael over here. A flock wants to give another reason, there's no chesed sister, so Mazam won't say some kivadai, the only one won't say a some damalakula. But again, they bring down again this yisrael over here to be Michael, a couple of sorum, where Kitu said that he is a medicine, so when he is sophic, he is local. Take a step further, once the issue is on the sugar of Teuchen, if you want to say it's only Teuchen, what about a yontif? That means you could get involved, what is the issue of Teuchen on yontif? Is it a did only drabonon? You say Hutcher Slay Sarah Mushum Tarek, the whole idea of Taichan, if it's not possible on Erev Yontif, you can only do it on Yontif. He did not know you were sick in Erev Yontif, you only can do it on Yontif. So maybe you have a heter of taking medicine on Yontif. Maybe no issue taking medicine. So if you look up the Makar of the Shaitin by the case of a Grineach, it's a Simon Top Tzadik Vav. Why is it Simon Top Tzadik Vav for? It's causing the Loch in the Gate is second day Yontif. Second day Yontif, for those who unfortunately are American or British or Gedoimah, who keep 2 days Yontif, then there are two coolers in 2 days Yontif. One, no one should know about, Sugya Kfura, a second kula, you're allowed to take medicine in the second of Yontif. It should feel for the Israelis. Because you want to be like Israelis. Fine, so Maisha is a kula. That means Mishmuv, they bring down the gate to the second of Yontif, you bring down the Sugi of Kenayach. See, it's very clear over there, Mukavram, people go to them, points can bring down, that there is no heter for medicine on first of Yontif. The only time there's heter for medicine is only on second of Yontif. Special kula on second of Yontif. I affect the Queen of Vos and Maisha, why? I said, why be grace? No, it's a Torah deraisa. So I'm saying, because of Yontif or Shabbos, it's all part and parcel of what is there. We have Machav Shabbos Yontif, except the two coolers over here, otherwise it goes hand in hand. The guy taking medicine, one of the questions is, medicine we know is to heal a person. Let's say you're taking medicine not to heal, to kill the germs, to wrap up the person, you're taking medicine to take away the pain. Well, I take, let's say, aspirin, Tylenol, because the blood thinner, because now it takes away the pain. But it heals nothing. On that assumption. On the assumption, or any type of medicine that only heals the pain, morphine, let's say, only heals the pain, any type of medicine, again, I'm not a doctor. If this medicine out there that only heals the pain, stop making faces. He says fine, you think it's not fine, I don't know. But, okay, a lot of faces there. But on that assumption that Chaim grapple is any issa taking medicine that only heals the pain. So Moshe wants a taino, we see the issa before. Healing the pain, we do not see the nichel in the issa of before. I mean, brought up Moshe, Moshe, Chaim Gimel, who says there's a problem? Says something to get to your pain in your tooth. One says, let's say you want to take alcohol, you want to heal the pain. Who says it heals anything? Since Eliezer, he starts off saying first, who says any isser in the gear to taking medicine at all on Shabbos? He says, Chaim Noah. And then the Maisi also won, maybe the Shabbos concept, being Mekel and things that only gate to pain. Hashem Hashani, you know that's not suited to be the meaning of Ben Yom and Zilba, the Shiva about, the Shmir Shabbos writes clearly, Chaim Kiniescu, you have Fals, Nishmir Shabbos. They kind of for two reasons. First, you could get involved with what things are just taking away the pain. That means even if Moshe wants to be Mekel, he says aspirin is not just taking away the pain, he says also it's taking away the fever. Fine, that's also Nechel, be more off the person. You have to know what medicine you're referring to. Second is, we see numerous times we get to Halacha that the Chazal came along, Kama Kimtis, Mishum Tzar Lo Gozru. Chosh B'Shino, Chosh B'Mosno. Where that's a case only negated Tzar, left off healing it. Sounds like that Tsar we do care very much as Nichol Negeter or Rechua. They point out, Farkert, why is the person usually overwhelmed? Why are they bowl for? What's the lumdus over here? It's health and pain. Pain is very painful. It hurts a lot. And people really care about pain. So you bowl for your health. I think some people sometimes more worried about their pain than the health. Depends who you are, depends situation, depends how painful things are. People are very worried about it. And these sage shabbos fully apply over here, and therefore they do want to answer. Gemma Sturmach and Chelik Hay, he wants to go ahead, two sides of the mirror. Yaakov Yoshi wants also two sides. But Maisa Ve'ik among the Sarmah say, pain is little to get over for. Now, coming to Aser again, to taking medicine on Shabbos, we have to realize which Chela are we referring to. That means, again, we pointed out the five levels of the gates of the Sigil over four. The gates are a Chela Shiyish Beis Sakono. You're allowed to do anything you want for him. Not only that, even things that are not negated before, only negated tzar, you pass in the oisle kol mashugil masis b'meichol, and if Mishmu says Rabban is a mutter, and if a body can't take medicine. That means the medicine by Chilish Yish by Sakona is always mutter, whether it's negated Sakona or not. Negated Sakona is ever. Also we saw, and so if you die, we pass in Rabban is a mutter. Rabban is a mutter, that means medicine is about a mutter. By Chilish Yish by Sakona, person needs bed rest, his whole entire body is weak, we pass him a shina on a durabonim. We'll get to loch and sif lam and zayin. The question is, can you take medicine? Because you can only take medicine b'shinoi. The bach and taz v'kasho, the maisa is not to be our minig, b'shmul come to paskin, that the echel sha'im b'sakona can take medicine straight into his mouth, no problem. So what is the iser of medicine, who we're referring to? It means, yesh b'sakona is mutter, because eva is mutter, im b'sakona is mutter. So what is the issa medicine bar? So we come out to the next two levels. The level called a mixed cholo, and the level called mechish ba'almo. So again, on the Marmokim sheet, I told them to go learn and see what exactly these two levels are. Now let's just define the two levels. We have a mission on that kufyur aleph. The mission says on choshish. Some of the choshish b'shinah. someone's a chosh b'mosnov, someone's pain in his teeth, someone's pain in his loins, whatever that is. So the halacha is brought down in Siman Shinchov Zayin Sif Aleph, and also Siman Shinchov Ches Sif Aleph. Two simanim, one after another. There was a mechish ba'al ban machaber. The halacha is osur for Yisrael do anything, osur for goy do anything, and even medicine is osur. Now, what is a mechish? This is basically someone who has a slight pain over here. That means he has a little bit of pain, let's say in his hands. He wants to put some ointment on top of himself. Shinchov Zayin Sif Aleph. It's not a Michael Buyim. You're not a Malka. The halacha is you cannot put any ointment on top of himself. That will absorb inside. It might be a hetzer for different reasons. But anyway, some ointment, lemaisa, simple case over here. Person cannot put any ointment on top of his hands to take away the pain. Mech shba'alma. Person has a sore throat. The halacha is the same idea. It's a mechush, you suddenly feel it. You sense it. To do, take a tea is Michael Bream. But to take any medicine before, the core is a problem. That's a mechush. There is no hetzer. Sai. Yisrael, Saigoy, and Sai, this is the zero of medicine. The next level, Lochan Sibishin Zayin Sefein, over there the Mechab brings down in the Sugiv Amir Lanochi, telling the Goy, over there they go tell a Goy to a Dindir Abonon, that means number one, it's a Amir Lanochi is a Shvos, and Dindir Abonon is a Shvos, says the Mechab, you have three things that motor. Number one, by Mixtus Choyli, number two, by the case of a Hefsim Ruba, and number three, by a Mitzvah. With the oil called Shvush to Shvush, Mokum Mitzvah, or Shvush to Shvush, or Mokum Chayli. The law over there is a Goy can do a Dirabonim. That means the Mechish Ba'alma, a Goy cannot do a Dirabonim. The Mechish Chayli, a Goy can do a Dirabonim. Therefore, by us, for example, Sif Chofei, Mishmu brings down the Sifkotim Pei Gimel. You want to put back the Ritiyah, you want to put back the bandage. It says in Mishabura, by a case of a Goy is Mutter when he's a Mechish Chayli. But not when he's a Mechish Ba'almo. Again, Mishmur and Sif Yud Zayin, Mishmur and Sif Kon Pei Gimel. Same thing, you want to say the loch is, you want to do a shvush, mokum chayli, a maisets mutter. Now, what is a mixes chayli that has a heta over mixer over a Mechish Ba'almo? The words are, again, I say over and over, is definite pain in the localized area. That means a person, I think, has a standard headache, you certainly feel it, it's definite pain, but it's localized, your body's not weak, you do not need bed rest. Might want to lie down because it's more easier for you. We do not need it over here. The law is that you still cannot do anything a guy can do at our bottom. Another classic example, you have an earache, definite pain in the localized area. The law is a guy can do it at our bottom. Therefore, what does that mean? You tell a guy to walk to the store, no problem. Tell a guy to go buy at our bottom, no problem. Go tell him to put it inside your ear. That's the mission by us, it's called the gimel, no problem. A guy is allowed to do the last of the retail, allowed to do a shush, a shush. You cannot put the medicine inside here. Might say he can do that. That means he wants to put the bandage back on top is Maisa's motor. That's a mixes chayli. Then it comes out, where is the iser of medicine? By these two levels. Someone who's a mechish ba'almo, and someone who's a mixes chayli. Now even in these two levels, we'll come along further on in the seminar here, we'll see there are going to be a terim. That means, example, the minig oilim to mekel taking medicine 10 days straight. Big mavuch among the according to Paiskin can we can't. That seems to be the minik. What are we referring to? Chalish Eimei Sakana, it's Mutter. Because Eimei is Mutter. We're discussing that Heta only in Mixes Chayli. Only in the Mechish Ba'alma. We'll get to the Heta of Michael Brian, Mishnah. What is this Heta for? And not a Chalish Eimei Sakana. He's allowed to take medicine. That Heta is only in the Gea, which we're applying it to a Mechish Ba'alma, Mixes Chayli. We get to the Heta of Shur Kilarin over here. Where it says it's Sif Chof Aleph. Also, what is that Heta for? You have to negate the mixes chayli and mechish ba'almo. That means from the Sif Chof and onwards in the Shulchan Aruch, who are referring to? The next level of a chayla. That means until now we're discussing one level, went from base to Zayin, a case of a chayla shish ba'isekono, Yud Zayin is chayla sha'im ba'isekono Wisconsin Aver. Then from Chof and onwards we're really discussing a case of a mixes chayla and a mechish ba'almo. What that looks are negated to medicine.
Is it more of a hetzer for a child?
Yeah, he's a chalish of Meshachana. There's no issue of a child. What each child discussed with last Kaburah. But any child can take any medicine. Any less than 30 can take any medicine. Mister, you can give it, they can take it. The Chachila, 100%, 1000%. They're chalish of Meshachana. There's no issue of medicine for them. A person in bed rest, 1000%. A person's body is weak, again, there's no issue. It can be the minix, the flamazai, we'll get to. This a whole issue of taking medicine is, again, only a mixed chalish. Death, nip, pain in a localized area, memorize those words, and a case over here of a mechish ba'alma, you have a slight mechish, something that you feel.
The mechish ba'alma,
really switch over.
Oh, is there a difference?
Yes, aloha. The aloha is that a person cannot do a job on by going.
A regular headache is a mitzvah
sedeh? I think so.
What's the case of mitzvah?
Someone has a sore throat or someone who has a chapped hands. Feels like bothersome. Something is bothersome. It's bothersome and it's pain.
Why is
it so short? It's a mefush. It's not mefush. It's not definite pain. It's not. It's not. Again, it burns you. That could be definite pain. Localized area. Again, the different. I'm saying a slight sore throat. Keep saying the word slight for that reason.
You can say the same thing about a headache.
Okay, then about headache, right? And a headache really has three levels. You can say this: a migraine headache, and a chilish ein b'sakana. An average headache. I say the word average headache. I think is mixes chilish. You say a slight thing that bothers you. It's not mefush. Yeah. Now again, Rav Ozer and Shuma says, will you switch over? Says it can be mekel because the whole thing is about chlikes over here. But again, the levels I think are clear. We're switching over one level to another. It's not that simple. Sinkhof is negated to medicine, putting refuah inside the eye. So let's say you wake up, you have mucus around your eye. You wash negalasa, you want to clean away the mucus. How can I go do that? Now I can open my eyes before Kunti. I'm healing my eyes over here. So come with the Mishabura, really from the Taz, kind of the back of Marshal, that the idea of opening up your eyes is not a refuah. Something's blocking it, you're taking away the mucus, and 100% of a person has no problem with taking away the mucus. That's not a refuah Shabbat, that's just taking away the thing that's blocking it. Then, for example, the Achron discussed, can you blow your nose? Oh, now I can breathe. How can I blow my nose? It's not breathing over here. They do ask me to give graces, the bayam to give fire, the bayam machek, the bayam tzito, the bayam muksa, different Yisrim over here. But Mitzad HaSigur Refuah, that's Mufosh the Mishabur over here, in Zer Refuah. That's just blocking the thing over here. But the body's not a problem. Other things, you have to start grappling. Similar case I discussed, there's different nasal inhalements that people take to clear up the area so they can go breathe better. Is that mutter or offer? Zebetina wants to have a mutter. Chaimla to the shulchan ma'aseh wants to answer it. And the bottom point is that lechora really depends on what the mitzvah over here is. That means what is happening when you take these nasal inhalers. Spray. Different inhalers. These sprays. These different sprays. Easier word. You take these different sprays over here. Is it just burning out the area and can breathe, or is it healing something? And then he says that the case of Chaimla discussing case of Vicks. Even have it till now, Vicks. He points out, Lahura, that the original Vicks had no chimer that's being rapa. The Vicks now do have a chimer that's healing something over there. And you do have to know which sprays you're taking to apply a local myself. That means, again, the Sayyid Shabbai, something's being blocked, a lot of you want to take out. What's happening over here, then find out what's happening over here. If it's being taken away that's being blocked, a lot of it should be mutter. If it's healing something, of course, it should be something that's also. A lot of users, not. Aren't a lot of users, yes. Now, Sichov Aleph is the Sichov of Sher Odom Kilorin Barer Shabbos. The loch over here, first we shouldn't point out, because Pasha Steer Sassog is. We have the Gemara in Shemon Sirochim, and that Kuv Chesna Beis. The Gemara says if a person soaks the Kilorin on Barer Shabbos, he can put it on his Ari on Shabbos. Not put upon his Ari on Shabbos. Masha Enkin, we have Gemara in Dafid Chesna Beis that says you have to soak it before Shabbos. Put on your eye on Er Shabbos, and you can have it there the whole entire Shabbos. So one Gemara says you have to put it there on your eye before Shabbos. One Gemara says once you soak it Er Shabbos, you'll have to put it on your eye on Shabbos. Obviously, wrong. So one Gemara showed him the four Mahalchim, two of them are brought down halacha by us. The way the Mishabura come along, up here the Rosh and the Ram, the one Mahalik, if this kilurin is something that's soul, is a liquid, or something that's ovo, something that's thick. When it's told it's liquid, it looks like Ruchita. The person sees over here that he put this ointment inside water, dissolves into this colorful thing that looks like wine, and now you're washing your eye with wine over here, it looks like an active Ruchita. There's no problem. Masha Enkein, Ovo does not look like an active Ruchita, therefore it's Osir. So it's told Mutter and Ovo is Osir. Come on, Merkel Shulchan, that's the side of the Heter, today who washes themselves with wine on the eyes. They want Taina, that's true, in their days they have a Heter, today we have no Heter. The way the Mogav Rama he answers up, he traces it up in Ches. He says, "The chiluk, whether you're taking it mitzat taina, not to be done a case of even on Shabbos, can be done on Shabbos. Mash enkin mitzat refuah has to be put on before Shabbos. That means the Mogav Rama over here is bringing down the chur. There is no heter. Put on a kilur mitzat the sugya of refuah on Shabbos. Now, it's not put down with the Mishmua, not by the grass. But okay, one sees the Paskin, not like all the Rishonim. There is a heter of putting on kilurin on your eyes on Shabbos, once you see the heker on Er Shabbos. Now, there are other two of them, how to answer this, the smack from the chalti, if it's inside your eyes and top of your eyes. Tosfos is the only one to answer whether you put the kilurin without that takfoshet. Again, we have two main mahalchim to answer. Either the chilk over here is whether it's solved versus oval, or the chilk is tiny versus the case over four. Now, to make it practical, again, we have this case over here that we're putting inside water, turns this wine thing, looks like wine, and therefore there's a heker. What is this akimto? Is the akimto that this medicine you're always supposed to soak, you're always supposed to dissolve? Classic example, something called Alka-Seltzer. I think the Adam knows what that is. Someone who has heart digestion, heartburn, you take this tablet, put it inside water, and it dissolves. That's how you make it over here. Over here, what should you go do? You should dissolve it on Erev Shabbos. Have the water with the Alka-Seltzer. Now here it's Snicker, because you see it's changed color. So you take it and put it inside the Coke, dissolve it, and come on Shabbos, you can drink the Coke together with your, or your Zero Coke, or Diet Coke, whatever you want, dissolve it with together Alka-Seltzer. Is that the case over here? The case over here is something that you always dissolve it? Or for carrot, you say the case over here is you never dissolve it. Example, if Akamol, Tylenol, you want to take medicine on Shabbos, you mix it quickly. You have a headache, you want to take it. So today, we're going to go do Erev Shabbos. You put it inside your Coke, your Akamol. Now come Shabbos, you have mixed chaylim, might still drink it. Is the kimto something that you always do? Alka-Seltzer? Or the case that you never do, like Tylenol? I think that's two clear ways, examples, how to make it practical. Maisa B'Shlomo Miller, Toronto, wrote to Moshe, he wants a Tylenol, the head to the floor applies to everything. Moshe says back in his Shuman, or Chaim Chalif Beis, the Chalif Gimel, says no. He says the case over here, the doctor is something that's a derech to soak, because the derech is, and therefore you're switching the time when to soak it. This case was Alka-Seltzer. You derech do it on Shabbos, since you're switching the time, therefore there's a heter. Because otherwise, just like on Shabbos, you forget to do an act to lead to Teuchen, but also you forget to do the act of dissolving. What's the difference over here? And the heck over here is, what is the hecker? The heker is, you're switching the time when to soak. You always soak it. But the heck is you're switching when to go soak it, when to dissolve it. Modi wants to say even further, Jason Mistakro, when to soaking it on Erev Shabbos, he's starting the act of reform on Erev Shabbos. She's saying the heker is, I'm not doing it on Shabbos, I start before Shabbos. The only time you have the heker, said Moshe, is only for Alka-Seltzer. And not for Tylenol, not for aspirin, you don't have heker for any medicines. We're down that way, but the Avnei Ashboy wants to go this way, the Kopp wants to go this way, the Berk wants to go one time this way. Atzad HaShani, Numis Poiskim, when they discuss how to take medicine on Shabbos when you mix this chaylo, tell you very simple. Dissolve it inside your drink before Shabbos, and take it. And the Avetzino, Min Chesvitzcho, so Mazamun quotes from Maisho, he wants to bring it from Tosfos, he wants to bring it from Meiri, and different Mahalach and the Sugya were there. That's not so. The case that we're discussing is something that is even not the Derech. And therefore, there's an Ig Mestaber Klal Divir Igris Moshe, and wants to not take all medicines on Shabbos. The Kodashoni, the Shmir Shabbos, the Zil Orbach, Nishma Shabbos, the Ribiat, Urcha Shabbos. At one time, they had to apply to cases over here that even though it's not the derech to go dissolve, a person has the right to go do it on Erev Shabbos and take it on Shabbos. Big my place here, what case are we discussing? Get all medicines, or something that's only derech like Alka-Seltzer? Now, you could time at the end of the day, sometime on the Kula. Say, well, I can make on both of them. Fatisasi, Lefi Machmer. But you can say even further, Sex Fekul Chumro. This whole entire heter is only according to the Mishnah Brua, because you have a heter inside it before with soul. Who is the Mogar Brahman one from Tosfos? There was never a heter inside the Sugar before. There was never a heter. And now, even in this heter, my colleague is when the heter applies. Isn't it Moshe Shlomo Zalman? So now that's simply Mishnah Brua upon the heter. Rusev Ki Mekul on the case of Shern Odom Kershi. Kilurim and Erev Shabbos. You could say even if I care the other way. Let's say the derech over here is to soak it. I mean, the question is, again, the question is, are we discussing the when, that's a Moshe, or are we discussing the how, that's a Shlomo Zalman? Shlomo Zalman is saying how to go take it. Let's say the derech is to go soak it, like a Moshe. According to those who say if I care, we look at the, that it's the switch, the derech over here, would they have a heter according to Moshe? That means that Moshe is saying there's no heter for medicines, only for Alka-Seltzer. So saying you had the heter for medicines, for ket, Do you agree that the Hetzer v'Alter Seltzer? Maybe forget, since that is over here now, the Derek is no Hetzer. Only it's not the Derek of the Hetzer. But it's a Fugberg right now. So the Vatican of Moshe, that is Matur, and the Mephoshim Charnol, my city is Matur. So the Shani of Karp said, if Mishabas wants you, should be Machmer. But Kert, the whole entire Hetzer is only on the Derek and not on the Wen. Moshe says the Hetzer is only on the Wen and not on the Derek. Shlomo Zalman, he said one way in Shmir Shabbos, then the Malum Tekumi to be Chazer, not Kilo Shlomo Zalman, and we went back and forth on this question over here. That means he always clearly on Moshe. But did he take on Moshe even against him, Lechumro, and say there is no Heter on Alta Seltzer? Not that simple. I mean, it's very important this halacha, and people have this Heter of Sogenim before Shabbos, if they wouldn't exactly apply this concept. Take it a step further, discussing dissolving things, what about putting food inside food? Not dissolving, one food inside another. So there is a Mishpat Tzedek, a Sfadi a few hundred years ago, he wants to be Michael, the Masham and Maisa wants to be Machmer, and Bikkur Swam say we only see the head to negate to dissolving, not taking the Achman, sticking inside your food, and eating it together. We don't see it anywhere. Therefore, for the Shani, Alpinam Zilber, or Yitzchak, the Masham says, you can't take the Achman and stick inside food and eat it. No such answer. Hagam, this is before she ritual, brought down the Shmei Hashem, by the Shidim Kubetzes, that he seems to have a head to two Macholim being mixed together. But you have to realize this case is two Michael Breen. The person eats together and has a sugar refuah. In for example, person will take ketchup and chocolate and eat together. And if you see anyone eating ketchup and chocolate, the only chance, if he's a normal person, you'll say it must be doing mitzvah refuah. So then you mix these things together, that says the ritual we have no problem, because all Michael Breen. That is no answer. But otherwise, if it's not Michael Breen, the Marsham wants the Maisa Asher.
Okay.
You mix this chalit, how can you take it? If you're going to put it into your mouth, you're going to stick it down your throat. We'll get into a lot of Zion about it, that heter.
Guys,
if you put medicine inside your ear, make it stuff down your throat, we can stick it out. I don't know if you'd want your guy's hand inside your throat, but that's clarity. But no, again, we're talking about mixed chalit, there's no way for the yid to take it. Now, simple base is a push one, Dr. Gimel, Mavin, Glida, and Makro. First has the right to remove a scab on Shabbos. Now, the question is, to remove a scab, the simple understanding of how a scab works in a person is that you have a cut, it congeals up with different parts of your body, and protects you till you heal. Now, there's a sugya called geizes, simen shin mem, sefalos, sefeis over there. To get to geizes, we know that a person, let's say he had a sunburn, he cannot take off his skin, he has cuticles, he can't cut off his skin, he has the abelis, he can't take off the skin. Now, if it's chai, it's alive, it's deraisim, it's yovish, it's drop on. So the question is, if so, how in the world are we taking off a scab? Taking off your skin in your lips, skin in your cuticles, again, some will say, you get involved with taking off your tantrum, depends on what it's holding. Taking off your skin over here, the mice is ulcer. So why in the world is a Gemara saying that taking off a scab is mice motor? So the way that Ishla Ram, the Bachacho, at least over here, how he wants to answer, want to tell you that the scab over here is a double chitzoni. It's really concealed, but Lord, with all the matters over here, I really have to ask the doctors, what exactly is a scab? Is it part and parcel of the body? Or is it some other aspect that somehow got congealed and is protecting over here? They seem to want to say, the Chodeshoni, or Falk, or Shmuel Kamnetsky, what time is a double chitzoni? Again, you have to know if that's true, but see us, Yishlodin. A second way of answering, when Chavno wants to answer, you want to tell you there's a difference, but all these things, most things you have upon your cuticle won't naturally fall off. It's not really come. It's something that grew part of you. It's not naturally falling. Here, better not something that's naturally part of you and naturally falling off. Since it's not naturally part of you, naturally falling off, we're talking about the Shmir Shabbos. At one time, it's not nichol get of grazes. Shalom grazes. They do point out that again, we clearly have that taking off a scab. When to apply, it's not that simple. Again, the lumps behind it. But take it further. A bad being done from a Vosner, that numerous times the scab is connected to your skin itself. It's not that clear when are you taking off the scab, but when exactly you're going to take further that far of your skin. That means maybe the doctors in this room have a heter, they know exactly what scab, what skin. I think most of us, we're not that medactic, and we take no part of our skin, we're dealing with Isteraisel. Maybe Locher Chen Sula Gufa, I can draw a bundle over here. Maisi, you're going to have to fast 40 days, I'm not sure if it's Kudai. So Maisi, you have to know that take off the scab is a heter. But to know exactly where it ends and starts, it's not that simple to be practical about it. Next sugya of Shmira. That means Simchav Gimel, Simchav Dalet, Simchav Zayin. It's partially all one sugya of Shmira. That means we have a halacha in Simchav Gimel. The person has a makkah, does not want to get a scratch upon it. It's your right to put a begin on top of it to protect it. Shmira is something's protection. Zivot's mutter. Why is it mutter? It says the Mishmura coming from the Magabram. What's the side of Isser for? Because the person's bohol. When a person is doing mitzvah Shmira, he's not bohol. Very similar to Kon Peyvot, says the Mishmura, he's not bohol. Therefore, there is no problem. You're allowed to put on a band-aid or a beged to protect yourself from the outside factor. Therefore, Simchav Gimel discussed, you get a swag for this beged. The locha, you want to put it upon yourself. The locha is bitznai, it's not yishenim, it's not old. The mice is mutter. Now, bitznai is not yishenim, it's machlokes taz versus machaber. Is it going back to the case of swag? Going back to the case of Megodin. But if she comes out a beggar that's Yoshom, the person cannot put it upon himself. Now the question is today, Bizman Azer, can a person who has a cut put upon himself a beggar that's Yoshom? The Shulchan Aruch, the Chul Alma should be Yosher. You Shmati will put upon a cut, my should be Yosher. Can you do that? The Mice of the Swarm, again, Shalom Azalman, Ishmir Shab Kokosoi, Shaliezer, Shkirchubas, Rakop, and others, they seem to say, the locha is not negir Bizman Azer, not like the Minchas Yitzchak. One is mitzad, either the Matthias changed, but somehow it's not really affecting your cut, your injury over here. The way they want to tie it in the olden days, somehow something was put upon this beggar the person was wearing, or whatever happened, something got onto it. There's some kind type of protection, or some type of heel that's on the beggar. That's where something was happening, we're not sure what. Today, our beggars are lucky, come out of the washing machine, even use the old beggar, nothing's there, no one has any interest to have anything there. Therefore, it's not nichol to get a report. The mice, the person can't put a beggar of Yoshim on top of his cut over here. Now, to be practical, how do you take the side of Shmira? So, Avada first has a very simple example in the Sefer Rufus Yisrael. Now, let's say a person had a sore throat on Erev Shabbos. He took medicine and the sore throat is now gone. It comes Shabbos and he wants to talk a lot in Torah. He wants to talk a lot of Torah. He knows he talks a lot of Torah, his sore throat will come back. Mitzad HaSugya of Shmira, he can take the medicine now. He has no sickness right now, he didn't talk yet. But protect himself for the future. Why is that bold? And even he can't talk, say a lot of Divrei Torah. Very simple example. Another example among the Svarim. Let's say you want to take different sprays, a sunblock spray. You want to take an insect repellent. You want to spray it around. You want to make sure your body does not get affected by the sun over here. That means that once you're already burnt, you have a definite pain in the localized area, cannot put on medicine. Once you're already bit by mosquitoes, put on medicine, mice you can't do it, unless you're cholesterol, mice like, oh no, but no, it's that way by mosquitoes. But to protect yourself from getting bit, protect yourself from getting burnt, says of Yashir, of Nevental, of Falk, for Sisrael, of Mercury, of Violet's Mutter, that's Nechon, that's a good Shmiro. That's Mamsi studied of putting a band-aid, protecting from an outside factor. Now the question is, how far do you take this Yisoid? How far do you take the idea of Shmiro? That means, for example, the gate taking penicillin, when a person has strep. Now, case is the strep A and the strep B. Strep B is Gwach Nefesh, strep A is more common case, it's Chalisha Aim by Sakono. Now, the two ways of taking penicillin, it used to be when I was younger, everyone took penicillin for 10 days, today they have something for 3 days. So let's discuss the 10 day one. The way it works in the 10 days, the first couple of days, the person usually in bed, he takes it. For the last 3 days, the 8th day, the 9th day, the 10th day, why are you taking the penicillin for? Why taking this drug for what? You feel nothing, your body's fine, everything's fine. Well, as they explained over, again, the doctor can argue the point over here, it seems to be that the germ inside of you is there, but it's dormant, sleeping. It's there. In a couple of months, it might wake up, it might not wake up, it might wake up. Next year, who knows? If it's there in your body, in the last couple of days, you're taking it to kill it, to destroy it. But Mike is not affecting you right now. Come on, Rafael, if you want the title, that's Nicholas to give Shmira. I'm fine right now. It's just sleeping. I want to make sure it doesn't come out. Tzad HaShedi, Shev HaKosiyah Ben Yomim Zelba Say. You're killing, you have the chilin inside of you. It didn't affect you yet. The example says Shev HaKosiyah, you want to take an aspirin that's a blunt thinner for your heart. Protect your heart for the future. Nothing will happen. You have a problem right now in your body. So even though you want to protect for the future, but the sickness is inside of you. So is that nichol again of a shmirah? Is an interesting shalom. A machlokes among Rakhonim, the Shikol of Das, is that shmirah or not? Take a similar example. once mentioned taking Mitzvah Harper, and people take Thomas. Everyone knows what Thomas are. There are three times you can take Thomas. Before a person sits down to eat his cholent, you do not eat yet. You take it before you eat. So Rabbiyat or Berkowitz, they write very clear, they say very simple, that Shmira didn't happen yet. The food is outside, your body has no sickness, cholent is not a problem. After you ate, it's right after you ate, and you know in an hour from now, you get the chest burns. Can you take the medicine right now? Can you take the Thomas right now? That's a great question. I'm not sick right now, but maybe I'm bold for the future. I'll get it. I assume we can get it. Is it guaranteed? Maybe even if it is, so what? But right now I'm fine. But for Chris Highness, right now it's Shmira. I didn't get it yet. Mishma Shabbat says, Mikan Lakan, he is a boss, it's not clear exactly what it is. We can argue the point, two sides over here. Once you already got the heartburn, then you're definitely pain in the localized area, then the fun is also to take Thomas. That means, first, if I take Thomas on Shabbos, they ask you on a test, can you take Thomas? Or the weekly question is going to be shekels. So, the answer is, well, if I already have the heartburn, that's the mixed chayla, it's also. If it's before you eat, hashin is mutter. If you, after you ate, before you got the heartburn, that's a great question. That's a very good shayla. Is that nechel geder shmira or not shmira? Another case in Gedish Shmira is what they call in Hebrew yud or iodine, hydrogen peroxide, or alcohol. When a person has a cut and he's bleeding, they put this iodine on top of a person to stop the bleeding and also not to get affected by germs. So the question is, well, again, this cut over here is not nichol negedah b'chol nefesh. Can a person put this iodine, this hydrogen peroxide, on top of a person on Shabbos? Coming from Shlomo Zalman, he says it's like a ritiyah shmira. I do not want to get infected over here. It's protecting for the future. The maaser should not be a problem over here. Shmira Shabbos says the maaser, why is the mutter? My main kavanah is not even for that. My main kavanah is to stop the dam from bleeding. I mean, it's bleeding. One thing is stopping is putting on this yud over here. So they're coming with two different avenues why to make them. Either it's on the sugya of shmira Shlomo Zalman, or the way shmira Shabbos and shmira Shabbos say, it stops the dam from bleeding. That's my main kavanah. After the shooting, at the end of the day, he says, "Oh, let's see him." And I'll be asking him, "Is over?" Maisa, is your fool happening over here? It's killing the germs that could get affected by the outside factor. It's not really protecting the outside factor happening. It's a problem here that you're trying to protect. You're dealing with it right now. I have maybe one come on, but Maisa, two things are happening. Of course, also do hydrogen peroxide on Shabbos. Berach Shabbos, he brings down Shlomo Zalman and the Ashram, two sides. Not that simple. What to go do? The HVH over here. Again, the part of the question over here is. Nichol, what is nichol in the concept of shmira? Is hydrogen peroxide shmira? Well, no, there's a problem right now, and I don't want this problem to be affected by a different problem. What is that exactly? The last case is called is negiah, what they call taking kali tzayim on Shabbos. When, for example, Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday. There's been a recent hack, a bunch of years already, about taking something called kali tzayim. I assume everyone knows what that is. Can you take it on Shabbos? When that night is Tisha B'Av, and not to have the same affect you that much, whether it's psychological or for real, not take these things over here, your stomach is okay, you're not taking them Shabbos. They come from two avenues. One is Hanasuke of Akhono, we're not discussing Akhono, we're discussing already by Richmond, and Akhono puts that to the side, it's Hanasuke of Refor. Kali Tzev is medicine on Shabbos. Are you allowed to take it? The one Malach among the likes to be Mekel coming from three different avenues. Because Osho wants to say that's not before. Alright, you have to know what that means exactly. But the way how the Max Elio, Shlomo Miller, Magenis Elio, the one tiny no white water, Shmiro. I do not want me to feel the pain 10 hours later. I might not find, I'm full, I'm stuffed. I want to protect myself for the future. I listen to Shlomo Miller, you should call it Carbate. Well, we need an outside factor that's coming, and I'm not make sure it doesn't come. Here, the pain in my stomach is going to come. I know it's coming. 20 hours later, I'm going to feel hungry. So maybe that's really built into me. So no, don't prove it. Maisa, at the end of the day, right now, it's a shmiro. Right now, you're not bold. Give the maisa, it should be motor, no problem. I thought, shlishi, what he make? Come on, shlomo zalman, shlomo shlomo. You know why? Because by the end of the fast, you're chalishi, ain't by sakono. So we already spoke about and again taking being a chalush ebay sekana. Right now you're not a chalush ebay sekana. You know later on you will be a chalush ebay sekana. If you have a din right now chalush ebay sekana, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman never had din right now. That means at the end of the fast, you're very weak. You see, after Yom Kippur, people wanted to drink water before Abdullah, the 30 guys in the Reuven Shul, people are very weak, very schwach. So Tisha B'Av also, so I have to wait to come Chodesh Shem Vaisakona? No, I'm right now, even on Shabbos Chodesh Shem Vaisakona. I'm taking medicine instead of Heter Chodesh Shem Vaisakona, but there is no Isser. They come from three different avenues, the Maestro, Warrior, Kali, Tzim, and Latik, Altrich War. Atzad HaSheni, Yitz B'Chaim, medicine on Shabbos. Where's the Heter? Atzad HaShlishi, Avinah HaMliashim, and the Vosner, and the Chodeshani, they're also very simple. You should mix it inside your Meichel, inside your Shtiyo, before Shabbos, and take it on Shabbos, and you send the Chavan the Heter, a Shoyer, Odom, Kilurin, on our Shabbos. Again, we pointed out, Rushi does that. That's not like a Moshe, Shlomo Zalman. They're taking medicine, that's not the Derech, and once it's not the Derech, that's the Seder of the Heter. Who is it also not like? The Maravom, who says you only have a Hetim inside the Sugar of Tadim, not inside the Sugar of Four. That means I know the posters they put up the signs. The posters they put up the signs, they see the Paschim of Yashiv and Avoz, and they say the Loch is put inside your food, your drink before Shabbos. The Paschim gets a Moshe. The hang up signs, we go not like a Moshe. Why? Never write to. Again, all they say, why do that for? Tell me, maybe you have a tearful here. Do both. Soak it. Void, anyway, Nechel Gedev Shmiro, you have anywhere a Falk, anywhere from Shlomo Zalman. Get right. Do you have to? Not Mukha, Nish Lodin. So again, one beam, take on the Chumra, full of Gavod. Hashi, the Starker Taino, Nechel Gedev Shmiro over here. Shemamik be us to give here. Again, we can argue the point. Look what Nechel Gedev Shmiro. The mice not taking on Jabbos. Version next to where it said in the sheet is going to be on Thursday. I plan to go to the States for 2-3 days. I'll be back before next Chavur of Ezra Hashem. It's very good. There was a Chavur on the end of Thursday about saying the same time what's the bracha in case you go to the States. What you go do comes out that at least now I know the locha as chuch v'tzulah to mamshut the same time what's the bracha. Ben Hashem, I'll see the ilu by next Chavur and it's felt like you came as Chavur. Ben Hashem, I'll see the ilu at 9:30 on Thursday. Shlomo.
Very, very hungry.
Michael Bream.
Only Michael Bream.